Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle located at 1420 Old Roan Street in Harriman, Tennessee. You are now listening to Evangelist Brother Cam Clark.
Thank you for joining us again for another broadcast. I'm Evangelist Cam Clark. In light of what Christ said in Matthew chapter number 4 and verse number 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, I would like to encourage you to follow along as we study through God's eternal word. Thank you for joining us once again. It is a wonderful day to be saved, a wonderful day to be born again. And I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. And I magnify Him for that. And I pray that He will help us to give this thought today. We'll be back in the book of Titus. We've been looking at truths in Titus. And I pray that so far that it has been a blessing to you, for it has been a blessing to me. So Titus chapter number 2, we know that Titus has been commissioned and called to give instructions to the churches on the island of Crete. And the purpose behind these instructions is so that these churches might be set in order. And so we find throughout this book that he is to instruct them concerning disqualifications. We looked at that concerning the pastors, concerning deception in the latter part of chapter number 1. And then we've looked some this past week at discipleship, how that God is wanting these men to instruct their people concerning discipleship. Then we're going to be looking at our duties. God desires us to be faithful to good works. And then we'll look in chapter number 3 and in the latter part of chapter number 2 at our deliverance and how that we are to be reminded of our deliverance and how that will transform and drive us to live a more faithful life. And so we're looking at chapter number 2 in the first 10 verses at guidance to be followed. And we'll notice in these verses that Paul now begins to address the entirety of the church concerning their attitude, their actions, and their appearance in the world. And this is not just addressed to the older folk or just the younger folk. This is addressing every saint of God who has been born again. He desires for them to have the correct attitude and for them to live in the world with the correct mindset. He desires for them to have the right actions. He wants them to live holy, righteously, and godly in this present world. And he wants their appearance to be correct. He desires for the world to see them as peculiar people, as we have been called to be the light in the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. That's exactly what God desires for us. He desires for the world to see our good works. And in seeing that, they will glorify the Father. And ultimately, we will see sinners saved by the grace of God. And so we must constantly be reminded that we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ, that God has saved us, and he has left us to be ambassadors for him, that we are representing day by day the Lord Jesus Christ, that our testimony, our talk, the trials we face, the triumphs we have, everything we go through, everything we see, everything that we experience in this life, we are to go through those things glorifying God and glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that we are representing him as strangers and sojourners in this present world. And so these practical exhortations that we will soon read about must be heeded to if God's people are to be peculiar people. And truthfully, it isn't hard in our present day or our culture to be peculiar. If we will simply obey these commands, we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. In 2024, if we will just adhere to the Word of God, obey the Word of God, be faithful to what God has said, then we very easily can stand out in a lost and a dying world. And so a church full of older folk and younger folk adhering to these principles will be a church that is set in order. And so we find, let's look at verse number 1 and continue our begin our reading in chapter number 2. Verse number 1 says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine." And I believe the reason that Titus is instructed to speak things which become sound doctrine is because sound doctrine will affect your practice. As he addresses the older folk and as he addresses the younger folk, he knows that sound doctrine will affect their practice and will protect their position. As these individuals are taught the scriptures and taught sound doctrine, their practice will be transformed. Their walk will be changed. And as they go through and they're taught sound doctrine, they will be protected from the deception that we've just read about in chapter number 1. And so we see that this sound doctrine is to be preached and taught not just to the older people, but also to the younger people. Younger people don't need to just only hear about Jonah and the whale or David and Goliath, but they need to hear of the doctrines of the Word of God. They need to hear and learn concerning the doctrine of justification or the doctrine of retribution or the doctrine of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in these young minds and these young hearts and in the older minds and the older hearts, without sound doctrine, you will have a false Jesus. And faith in a false Jesus will put people in hell. And so sound doctrine is so serious and it is so important. And so these truths that we will find in these next few verses will influence lives, will influence our lives if we allow it. And so we find here that the older people are the first to be instructed. And we find that they are to be instructed on how they are to live and how they are to lead. And that's going to be the thought for the day, and I'm not preaching to the older people. I just want to say what God has said concerning the aged Christian. And the thought today is to live and to lead. And so we find the older men are addressed first. We find here in verse number 2 that the aged men, here's the first word, be sober. We find that word sober, we've addressed it some before. It means to be circumspect, looking on all sides or all around. And so these older men are to be watchful men. As men who have went through life and have experienced the Christian walk, they are to be wise men who should be as watchmen who keep their eyes out for God's people. They are to pay attention to the flock of God so that if an enemy creeps in, they might sound the alarm. If they are watching over the flock, if they are watching the Christians in their church, if they see a wolf, they can cry aloud and spare not and lift up their voice and ultimately could save and hinder some Christian from being led astray. And so we see that they are to be sober. They are to be grave. That is the word. It means honorable. And so they, through life, are to be Christians who reveal a character that is commendable. They should be recognized for their sincerity and for pure religion undefiled. They should be recognized for their honesty in the Christian walk. Then they are to be temperate. So just as the pastor, these men are to be self-controlled. Their minds, bodies, and spirits are to be in subjection to the will of God. And one thing that will hurt a church and young people greatly is if they see older men who show no self-control. If the older men are indulging in the things of the world, but showing little interest in the things of God, the young people will be greatly affected. We find next they are to be sound in the faith. These men are to be men who are anchored in Christianity. They are not to be unstable or double-minded. But you can have assurance in these men that they will stay through the thick and the thin, through the good times and through the bad, through trial and through triumph. These men have revealed that they are walking with God until their dying breath. They're to be sound in the faith, sound in charity. These men are to love people, not just in word, but also in deed and in truth. They are to show love to the flock of God, to the people of God, and reveal the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in them. But not only sound in faith and charity, but sound in patience. They are to be long-suffering with individuals. They are to be men who forbear, not men who are hasty in spirit, not men who are impatient, but men who are willing to lead people along and do so with patience. And so we see how the older men are to live, but now look at the older ladies. We find in verse number 3 that the aged women likewise. So in light of the older men, also these women are to live a certain way, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. And so this woman is to be devoted to God. Her behavior is to be that of someone who lives unto God and not unto the world. And so the very behavior of this woman is to be that which reveals holiness. Next, we see they're not to be false accusers. So this woman is not to be slanderous. For we know that the tongue is a fire, and it often will burn up a church if not under subjection. And these women are to be women who are women of honesty in their tongue, and they're to speak truth, not accusing and not slandering others. For many times, if the younger women are slanderous, I believe it is because the older women are also. And these younger women are learning this way through the older women. So then we find that they are not to be given to much wine. These are women who are not to be brought under the influence of alcohol, which perverts the judgment of one. For no person, no matter how spiritual they are, can make wise decisions when they are intoxicated. And truthfully, wine is not always the only thing that people are intoxicated on. In this world, many people, many women, many men are intoxicated with the things of this world, and they do not have a sound mind because of this. Then we see they are to be teachers of good things. These women are to be able to instruct others in the good things of God. For we know that many can teach so many things of the world, but there are very few who know how to teach the good things of God, to teach the things which God desires for them to teach. And so we see how the older men and the older women are to live. But now let's see how they are to lead. We find that they are to be teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women. And I don't believe that this is specifically just devoted unto the women. I believe that this exhortation is instructed to the older men and the women, that they are to lead the younger men and the younger women. And I heard a quote one time, a great man said, "You can only lead as far as you've been led." And so if these aged Christians that we've just read about, if they have not cultivated this life of obedience, there is no way they possibly can teach others to do so also. If they've never experienced a spirit-filled life, how can they teach others to experience it? If they have never learned to live holy, how can they teach the younger men and the younger ladies to live holy? And so we know that God desires discipleship and longs and expects for these to be able to instruct others. And sadly, in our day, there is a shallow Bible knowledge and shallow Bible living, and we see very little leadership. And I believe that this is because many older Christians, many older saints of God, are still in need of the milk of the Word, and they have not progressed unto the meat. It's my exhortation to the saint of God. Maybe you've been saved for years, but you're not in the place where you're able to lead the young Christian. Today, would you submit to God, and would you allow God to transform your life that you might learn to lead?
That concludes another broadcast of Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle, located at 1420 Old Roan Street in Harriman, Tennessee. You can also find us on the web at www.hbtchurch.com. If this program has been a blessing, we would love to hear from you. Please send all correspondence to P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748, or by email to info@hbtchurch.com. We thank you for listening today, and until next time, we leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 15:13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost."